I'm Michael Holly in for Bill Littlefield. Next week on Only a Game, Muhammad Ali and Rocky Marciano square off in the ring and become fast friends. But now it's time for the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Michael.
All right, let's start off with LeBron James. He's headed to the Lakers. Why do you think the best player in basketball went to Los Angeles? He could have made more basketball money in Cleveland.
Because he can make all kinds of other money in L.A. Plus, I guess he knew that, you know, they were going to put this very interesting roster together around him with JaVale McGee and Lance Stephenson and Rajon Rondo. That's going to be a very entertaining team. Rajon Rondo plays very well with Hall of Fame players. That's what he's really good at. And he plays well on a big stage.
Oh, primetime games. Yeah. He loves it.
And he's going to get a lot of that. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at all if JaVale McGee and Lance Stephenson went off the rails. But at that point, I think it would be LeBron and Rajon as two of us against the world on that roster.
Now, LeBron's contract is for 4 years. How many championships do you think he'll win with the Lakers?
I think he'll get one. Sooner or later, Golden State has to have a catastrophic, I mean a really catastrophic injury and clear the field. But I think the Lakers right now are competitive with Houston.
Now, you mentioned the Warriors, Charlie.
Yeah.
They signed DeMarcus Boogie Cousins. He signed a one-year deal for $5.3 million. And there's talk that the acquisition is bad for the NBA. The Warriors are supposedly too good. Do you agree?
No. I mean, the Warriors won this year. They lost the championship the year before. They weren't the best team in the Western Conference this year. Houston was. If you're playing by the rules, and the Warriors are playing by the rules, they're just smarter than everybody else, up your game. You know, you can do this. It's not that hard. They're a very, very good basketball team. I grew up in the NBA with nowhere near the kind of player movement. The Celtics won every year. They won 11 times in 13 years. When the Warriors do that, come talk to me about competitive balance.
Is it fair to say that super teams aren't anything new? The only new thing is that players are putting these teams together and not general managers.
That's exactly the problem, and that's why there's so much pushback. Baseball had years with the reserve clause. The Yankees won every year, and they beat the Dodgers practically every year. Was that better for competitive balance than what we have now? I don't think so.
All right, let's move on to the World Cup. There's been lots of drama and a few reprimands from FIFA. One was directed at Diego Maradona, who said that an American referee favored Colombia over England in Tuesday's match. FIFA didn't like that, but what do you make of Maradona's complaint?
Oh, I think he can't stay out of the spotlight myself. Even I know that Diego Maradona is a spotlight hound. First of all, nobody should ever apologize to FIFA for anything. I mean, that's just, there should be beyond apologies.
Golfer Graham McDowell took an Air France flight from France to the UK, and the airline lost his luggage. We've all been there. Which included his clubs. He had to miss a qualifier for the Open at St. Anne's, saying he can't give 100% without those clubs.
Oh.
Did he make the right decision?
No. I mean, go buy a set. I mean, you're Graham McDowell, for God's sakes. Go buy another set of clubs and play the British Open. There are people, you know, sitting in Barca loungers all over the world who, you know, kill their grandmothers for a chance to play in the Open Championship. I don't get this at all.
And then you got a better story.
You got a much better
story.
And what if you win? What if you win with borrowed clubs?
If you win with borrowed clubs, you probably get another club deal.
And not only that, you immediately go into, like, golf lore.
Legend.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan Leaf recently tweeted a picture of a letter that the late Gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson sent to Colts owner Jim Irsay in 1998, recommending that the Colts draft Leaf instead of Peyton Manning. So I guess Thompson didn't know as much about football as he gave himself credit for, huh?
Yeah, Hunter had a lot going for him, but he wasn't a very good general manager. The letter's amazing. He tries to make the case that Leaf is physically stronger than Manning. And he may well have, I mean, I don't remember back then that well, but I do remember Manning being not a physical specimen when he came out of Tennessee. But, I mean, I think Jim Irsay is very happy that he didn't act on the suggestion.
No,
plus, I'm not entirely sure Jim Irsay even knows who Hunter Thompson is.
Phoenix Thoroughbreds already had a horse named Gronkowski after the New England Patriots tight end. Now they have one named LeBron J. Is it a form of flattery, Charlie, to have a horse named after you?
I would think so. We learned from producer Gary Wallach, by the way, that you have to go through the jockey club, and the jockey club insists if you're going to name a horse after a real person, a person who's alive, you have to go to that person and get permission. So I presume LeBron was contacted, and he said, fine by this. But I don't know. Gronkowski had a pretty good year, the horse and the receiver. So who knows? I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron J wound up running a few races at, you know, Santa Anita just to get some folks over there from the Staples Center. But, you know, we'll see.
And finally, Charlie, there are now televised cornhole tournaments in a professional cornhole league. How's your game?
Well, first of all, rebrand the sport. I'm begging you. find another name for
Why?
It. I don't know. Airborne shuffleboard or something.
So it sounds
beer pong is next, by the way. Professional beer pong
sure,
is,
why not?
Is on the way.
So it sounds like you recognize cornhole as a legitimate sport.
As a game, not a sport.
As a game.
Let's not push it. Unless they're throwing the beanbag 60 yards in the air, I'm not going to give it a sport.
Thank you, Charlie, so much. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Michael.
Have you subscribed to Only a Game yet? It's the best way to make sure you never miss an episode. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.